Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today, talking cattle on feed numbers with Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 27,850 head will be offered, 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, and 9,600 weaned calves. For more details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to the website for information, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Talking now with Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we've got a cattle on feed report. Little unusual coming out on a Monday instead of Friday. I guess that's what because of the cattle inventory report still to come this week. Tell me about this cattle on feed report, though.
The January cattle on feed report, this is our normal monthly report, you know, came in with placements in December at 101, 101% of last year. Marketings were also 101% of last year. And that leaves us with a January 1 on feed total that's exactly equal to last year, 100% of last year. This report was a little bit of a surprise. The placements number came in a little bit bigger. The average pre-report estimate for placements was 97%. So it came in a little bit bigger than that. However, the market has not reacted significantly to that. In fact, it finished very strong last week and it's kind of up and down, a little bit of volatility, but really is didn't seem to be reacting a great deal to this news in addition to all the other news in the market right now.
So with these numbers, does this tell you that we're still on track with what you've kind of anticipated from the last, say, three or four reports?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've got a cattle on feed number that's as big as a year ago, and yet we know that feeder cattle pipeline is slowly getting smaller. Of course, we had a lot of disruptions and a lot of delays last year. So, we could have ended the year a little bit down from a year ago. But we're not there yet. I don't think we're seriously backed up or anything, although carcass weights are still hanging in there pretty big. We're just moving forward pretty much as expected at this point.
I guess what this inventory report, of course, gives us a lot of information to chew on, beef cow numbers and a lot more.
It will. I mean, we're trying to get a bead on where we are longer term from a cattle cycle perspective, if you will. So what's happening to the beef cow herd and what really happened last year. And then we'll be looking at the placements estimate, beef cow replacements, I should say, beef heifer replacements. And that'll give us some idea of what we're looking at going forward. The other thing, of course, we'll be interested in is we get a lot of state-by-state information. This is the most complete breakdown we get for the year. And so we'll be looking at those state-level impacts in particular to see whether we can detect much impact yet in terms of the drought conditions, particularly in the western part of the country. And that, again, will be part of our thought process going forward in terms of what we might expect in the coming months.
I guess one thing that the upcoming inventory report really won't tell you that's kind of outside of these just strictly cattle numbers, the way that the market is handling the feed grain market, our agricultural futures just seem to be on fire right now. That's got to have some impact on our ability to make a profit in our cattle business going forward.
It will. It's going to be one of the major factors here coming up. Obviously, feedlots are looking at higher cost of gain. So they'll be figuring that in terms of its impact on profitability. And probably more importantly, in some sense, is the fact that that will impact the way they make placement decisions, feeder cattle markets. And we can already see it in cash feeder cattle prices. Overall, the big feeder cattle prices are lower. Which you'd expect, that's kind of where it has to come out of when feed grain prices go up, at least in a stable fed cattle market. So depending on what happens to fed cattle prices, we may see a little bit more pressure on these feeder cattle markets going forward.
I guess what if you're able to do cost of keep a cattle a little bit longer on pasture, that cost of gain can be managed a little bit better.
Well, you know, you've got to look at it pretty carefully right now, because when feedlots make decisions about high cost of gain in the feedlot, it starts to change what kind of cattle they want to place. And I say all that to say that the cost of the value of gain from a stocker standpoint or a retained ownership standpoint out in the country then can be quite dynamic. And I think it is right now. So you really want to kind of pencil it out pretty carefully and look at sort of where you are, how much weight you want to put on, how long you're going to have these animals, and evaluate those opportunities. It's pretty dynamic right now.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd annual all-breed bull sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.